So I had something crazy happen last night. You want to talk about something that will terrify you?
Mm-hmm.
I buy a new like Halloween decoration every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year I bought this, I'd say it's about a foot tall, little skeleton in a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was either you pressed a button or you could set it to where if you walked by, it would go off and it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost asleep and from the closet across the room, I hear, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, boy.
And it takes a minute because I'm like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, oh, it's that skeleton. Maybe I thought I had turned it to off.
Well, I think.
Where nothing were to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm almost asleep again. And I'm like, okay, I'm in bed, I'm comfortable, CPAP'd up.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Fully wrapped.
Yeah. So I get up, I go to the closet, start digging around because I can't even remember where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I find him. He is turned off.
My God. What?
Mm-hmm.
What a development.
What?
However, I guess if you push where the button is,
mm-hmm.
even if it's turned to the off position, he'll still go off. But my question is, what was pushing him hard enough to make him go off?
Great question.
Mm-hmm. Great question, boy.
So I just sat in my kitchen with him for a little while because I wanted to see if it would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Just across the table from one another.
Just staring at him.
Just stared at him.
Oh, big time.
All right. I want to see this.
And,
let's go. Come on.
Do it.
And the dog, like the dog's whining every time, you know, she would hear it.
It's frightening.
And I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I looked. I couldn't find the screwdriver I needed because that's how you have to get the batteries out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I either take him to bed with me and just watch him, or I toss him into the garage.
Well,
so I opened the door and tossed him into the cold garage where he still is.
Wouldn't it have been incredible had you gotten up this morning and he was back in the rocking chair?
Or in the driver's seat of your car.
I'll be honest with you. As sick as I've been with everything, when I pulled him out and sat down and looked and saw him, he was off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, am I dead?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Like, is this?
Are you dead?
Yeah.
Yes, and you are in hell right now.
Yes. Right now, yeah.
Yes.
Because it was something out of a movie.
That's really frightening. That is scary. The restaurant that's coming back is Chi Chi's. The big deal in the 90s, or before that, really. Has every Chi Chi's closed in America? I believe I read that.
I thought so.
Yeah. They're all gone. The revival is led by a guy named Mike McDermott, who is the son of the chain's founder in partnership with Hormel Foods. They're going in together to reopen one next year in Minnesota, where it was based to begin with. It started in Minnesota. And they are planning to expand all the way through the Midwest and over to the East Coast if the popularity takes back off. Chi Chi's, the Mexican restaurant.
I spent many young birthdays there.
Yeah.
They had a Mexican pizza that I loved as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I had either Casa Gallardo or Chi Chi's many nights. I was entertaining young lady friends when I was in high school at either Casa Gallardo or
I know a lot of people are into nostalgia and all the feels and 80s and 90s are making comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for one, do not welcome Chi Chi's back to our nation's restaurant fold for a couple of reasons. Some personal and some little, one micro and some more macro, if you will.
Well, what's the micro?
They stunk.
Okay.
I remember him saying the buildings literally stunk.
Well, every time you went into every time I went into a Chi Chi's, it stunk of dish rag and vomit and dirty floors.
It was a lot like dirt being covered by bleach.
Yeah.
That is what
it was.
Okay.
Horrible.
If you're standing in the lobby, that's what it smelled like. Like waiting to be seated. That's what it smelled like. That's true. He's right. Casa Gallardo, too.
I didn't go there as much.
They had those smells. I went almost equally.
But, you know, you go to the Mexican restaurant down the street from you. Mm. It doesn't smell like that.
No, definitely not.
It smells delightful.
No, yeah.
I know. I'm surprised.
It smells like warming chips and fajitas.
I don't know why it was like that. What's the macro?
Chi Chi's killed people. That's why they went out of business. Nobody talks about that.
They had an issue with...
They had a massive issue. I think they killed 4 people.
Kind of like...
Do you know why? The green onions in the salsa.
Right there, just like McDonald's.
Yeah, it's always the onions.
God. Man, that these onions.
They killed, I think it's four.
Was it also E. coli?
Yeah.
From a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah,
and right. Like people would see, sometimes I think people would order their food without green onions, but the salsa appeared
and it had
gratis.
And it had
for free on every table. So people were eating it and dying and getting very sick.
Factoid about Chi-Chi's. I couldn't believe it when I read this. It was founded by a guy named Marno McDermott. Now, it's his son who's leading the revival. Co-founded by Green Bay Packer great Max McGee in 1975.
The hero of Super Bowl I?
The hungover hero of Super Bowl I.
Wow.
He's known. He was the first MVP of the first Super Bowl. He caught a couple of touchdown passes in that game and was known to have been out the night before and was totally hungover in the game. He co-founded Chi-Chi's in the Midwest in 1975.
Well, you know what I've always wondered? Chi-Chi's salsa has always been on the grocery
Still
store.
There.
That's true.
Still
like,
there.
I just wondered if somebody just bought the name.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same, but probably the same salsa you would get.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's still out there.
Not the murdering kind.
No, not the murdering
kind.
No. It's good. I like it. I think it's very good. I'd forgotten that they killed people.
They had dozens of sick people.
Tell you the truth, I didn't realize they were all out of business all over the place. They are, and they're coming back in 2025.